This is Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
Jerwin Frost in the press conference was asked about the job a couple years ago, and you could tell there was still some anger and animosity from Scott Frost about not even receiving a phone call the last time the Nebraska job was open, and they obviously hired Mike Riley. You could tell that still is something that, you know, eats at him a little bit. But Frost even said it himself then, that he was glad he didn't receive a phone call. Because you know what? The timing wasn't quite right. First of all, from the leadership in place 3 years ago for Nebraska was not good. Scott Frost didn't want to work for Sean Eichhorst, and Scott Frost didn't want to work for Harvey Perlman.
Live from the Nissan of Omaha studio, Game Time with Nick Baugh.
The past 2 years helps him so much right now. Frost has learned how to navigate totally being in charge, being the ultimate decision maker. He's figured out how to recruit as a head coach. He's figured out how to run everything from a day-to-day standpoint, weight room, how we're training. We're practicing this time. We're going to take this day off. We're going to watch film these days. Like, all that stuff, that's all. Those are all decisions that get made by one guy, the head coach. He also was able to find a group of guys in a coaching staff that he clearly likes, he's comfortable with, he believes in them. They accentuate his strengths. They make up for his weaknesses because they're all pretty much coming with him to Nebraska.
Only on 1620 The Zone. 1620thezone.com and the 1620 The Zone app.
Robin Walsh at huskeronline.com.
Got to a guy that, you know, he's a very private person. I mean, in fact, that was probably one of the things that he liked most about Central Florida. There was a story that came out from Central Florida media member. I can't remember who it was off the top of my head, but he basically chronicled, you know, a conversation with, you know, Scott that he had just before that conference championship game. And, you know, he was saying that one of the things he liked the most is, you know, he could go win a home game, you know, a big game with 40,000 people in attendance, and then stop on his way home to get a burrito wearing all Central Florida stuff, walk in there and no one even bats an eye at who he is.
Right.
So that anonymity is something I think that he really liked, and he's not going to get that whatsoever now. And so that's going to be an adjustment for him.
You're listening to Game Time with Nick Baugh.
We're going to build that wall, and Nebraska's going to pay for it. All right, one on the books, two to go. We got Danny Kendi, Mitch Light, all still to come on the program. Remember, tomorrow is the mailbag, 24 hours from exactly right now. Get your questions to Corey at 1620thezone.com, C-O-R-E-Y at 1620thezone.com. Anything you want to ask me, serious or silly. Best email question is going to win some food from Smitty's Garage Burgers and Beer. You can go get your burger beer game right at Smitty's. That's on the line tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Plus, we'll talk to Scott Shanley as well. And we'll recap the Nebraska-Minnesota game and the Creighton-North Dakota game that is tonight. I'll give you a few thoughts on Creighton a little bit later on. But one of the things that is top of mind right now for some people with Scott Frost, because one of the things that came out this weekend that, I'm not going to lie, I'm still kind of, I don't want to say I'm lukewarm on it, but it just, it's one of those, the topic is Scott Frost coaching in the bowl game for Central Florida. Now, I'm not all the way out on it. Like, I'm not going to turn on the mic and be like, and go on a rant and be like, it is ridiculous to say that Scott Frost. I'm not saying that at all. See, the other day, if he wants to coach the bowl game, and coach the bowl game. It's not a huge deal either way. But I think in some ways, Scott Frost coaching in the bowl game is one of those things that sounds good in theory and seems like it could work on paper, but the actual application of it could be a different story. First of all, because now Central Florida's hired a new coach. They have a new, Josh Heupel has been hired as the Missouri offensive coordinator. He's the next head coach. They got a new defensive coordinator and Randy Shannon in place. I don't know how crazy, now I'm not saying those guys can necessarily take over and coach the team in the bowl game. I don't know if that's necessarily an option either. But I don't know how crazy those guys would be about allowing the old staff to come in and coach one more time. It's tough, because the other part of this whole thing is, now that a new head coach has been named, my guess is Troy Walters, the Central Florida offensive coordinator that was up for the job, he's going to be coming to Nebraska. That's my guess. And so literally the entire staff is in place for Central Florida staff is in place at Nebraska. And so you also kind of go, well, who the hell's going to coach Central Florida in this Peach Bowl? So I get that. It's like sometimes it's just there are crappy situations in life. And this, unfortunately, is a crappy situation that is a rough ending to what has been a dream year for Central Florida. But that's kind of how things go sometimes. And so it's hard. There are a lot of different things to look at. In my opinion, Nebraska needs 100% of Scott Frost's attention and time. 100%. He needs to recruit his butt off right now, and then even once the dead period hits, and once the guys come back for Christmas, he needs to be there waiting for them when they walk through that door into that locker room, into the weight room, into that stuff. Like, he needs to be all in on Nebraska, mentally, emotionally, and physically with those guys right now. Like, unfortunately, his number one priority right now can't be Central Florida. It just can't. And I know that sucks. I get it, man. The bond you can build from coach to player, and when you win a chance, it's awful. But this is the situation. Because the rebuilding process starts immediately. And I am sensitive and understand the fact that Frost has a chance to cap off something special. It was Central Florida and 13-0 and Peach Bowl champs beating Auburn, then that would be special. There is no doubt. And clearly, Scott Frost cares deeply about his players at Central Florida. And I totally get that. And I get that. I understand the whole concept of Scott Frost coaching in the bowl game would provide Nebraska with great publicity and attention during a major bowl game. And obviously, that's great too. But there's a lot of different elements to this thing. To me, as you kind of peel back the onion of this situation, what about the dynamic of recruiting? For the next couple weeks, and then even after that, when the second signing period comes, Scott Frost is going to be telling players that are currently committed to Central Florida to come to Nebraska. For certain players, Nebraska and Central Florida are at odds with each other. I mean, right now, if you're Josh Heupel, you're Randy Shannon, you're recruiting, you are recruiting against Nebraska for maybe a running back here, a cornerback there, a safety there, and you have, and the guy you're recruiting, it comes down to going to with Scott Frost to Nebraska or going to Central Florida. It's like, I mean, I'm just saying there could be a conflict of interest in this whole thing. I mean, because there are certain players that had an offer from Central Florida that immediately got an offer from Nebraska. And so Central Florida and Nebraska are obviously going to be fighting over players. So it just, I don't know, it's going to be interesting. It kind of feels odd to have Frost coach one more game with Central Florida when he's trying to take kids away from Central Florida to get them to come to Nebraska. That's just a little awkward to me. Again, this isn't a huge deal, and I don't want to paint it that way. If Scott Frost coaches in the bowl game, great. That's fine with me. If he doesn't, great. That's fine with me. But I just think this is, to me, is one of those things that sounds good in theory and seems like it could work on paper, but when it comes time to actually do it, I just think it's going to be tougher than people realize it is. And I think that the fact that there's a new head coach in place in Josh Heupel, you wonder what Josh Heupel wants. Like, you know, what does Josh Heupel and Randy Shannon want? Do they want all those guys coming back? I don't know. And ultimately, it's now Josh Heupel's program. Like, he's the one in charge. I mean, in a lot of ways, you know whose decision this is? It's Josh Heupel's in some ways. So you just wonder what all this is going to look like. And it's just, it's hard because right now, especially with Troy Walters not getting the job, you would assume Troy Walters is going to come to Nebraska. And so you look at that Central Florida situation, and there's no staff in place. Someone's got to coach this team. And I get that you don't want to leave your players at Central Florida high and dry without a staff because that's not good. So I just see a lot of different angles to this. And what I'm trying to say is just I don't think we can oversimplify this thing. Bottom line, I'm cool with whatever happens. But like I said, this in some ways strikes me as something that sounds good in theory. It seems like it'd work on paper, but it gets harder and brings some complicated issues about when it gets right down to it. So we'll see what happens. We will see what happens. 402-951-1620. Let's grab Ted real quick. What's up, Ted?
Yeah. I tell you, I think it's much ado about nothing.
Okay.
I think that the situation will work itself out. One of my biggest concerns about Frost coming here is the press and sportscasters. And to some degree, the amount of passion that our fan base has. The guy's been here, 48 hours.
Right. So you don't think the topic of Scott Frost coaching in the bowl game and all this, you don't think that's an interesting topic? You don't think it's a relevant topic?
No, I don't. I think if he ends up coaching, that's great. I think it's great press. I think the way Nebraska has handled this has been exceptional.
So do I. I think it's going to be, like I said, Ted, I'm not saying that it's a horrible idea if he coaches in the bowl game. I just think there are some complicated issues that come about with it if he does. I'm cool with whatever way he goes. So don't, Ted, try to call up and paint me like I am like taking a bazooka to Scott Frost in this situation. I'm not at all.
There's just a little bit of that feel.
In what way? I don't want to let you call up and say you're concerned about the press with Frost.
I don't think it's a big deal.
You don't think it's a big deal? Scott Frost, and whether or not he's going to coach Central Florida for the bowl game. You just think this is like
I think it's good press for the University of Nebraska.
So do I. But do you think it's maybe a little awkward when they're competing over the same players in recruiting and all that?
That's for those folks to decide.
But it's a topic, right? I mean, it's at least a relevant thought. And you don't think it could maybe be good for...
I think it's about as irrelevant as Tiger Woods coming back and playing last week. That's kind of where I'm at with it.
Okay.
With that, I'll shut up.
Good. 402-951-1620. Let's grab Cody up next. What's up, Cody?
Hey, Nick. How's it going? Love
Good,
the show,
man. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Hey, I got to ask. I'm an Elkhorn High School grad. How's your brother doing?
He's doing great. That's nice of you to ask. They're 1-1. They beat Miller North, who's a preseason top five team, and then Prep's a top five team, and they had him down in the fourth quarter, but couldn't quite seal the deal. He's doing really good. Appreciate you asking.
Yeah. Glad to hear that. And yeah, so getting to the Scott Frost topic, going into this week, I was like, I want Scott Frost coaching that bowl game.
Right.
I think the recruiting would be great. Mm-hmm. Great publicity. I was on that train. Now, I'm at a different depot now. I don't think I want him coaching in that game because, you covered it. You were really thorough in your thoughts. I think I want all his attention on the Nebraska football team and getting our train rolling off the block.
Right.
That begs me to question, how split in his mind is this decision really for him? Like, how much does he truly miss UCF and maybe want to stay there?
Right.
And with that, with that question, I'll leave you a B.
Yeah, appreciate it, Cody, at 402-951-1620. I don't think it's about that. I don't think he's got, buyer's remorse or something like that. I think he genuinely just because he's now at Nebraska doesn't mean he doesn't care about those players at Central Florida, and it doesn't mean he's not damn proud about what he did this year at Central Florida and wouldn't want an opportunity to finish it off. I get that. But sometimes, when you make decisions that make it hard to be able to do those things. And so I just... I it's one of those things. I see every angle of it. I do. I get, yes, it would be great publicity. And yes, I think it's one of those things. I understand why Scott Frost would want to finish this chapter. I get all that. All I'm trying to do is provide perspective and other different aspects to this conversation that I think a lot of people are maybe just missing a little bit. That's all I'm trying to say. Let's grab Mike, who's up next. Appreciate your patience, Mike. Andy Collin, go ahead.
Hi. Yeah. I just wanted to point out that, What Scott Frost has been able to do with Central Florida is about as good as a Division I coach can expect to do, and it's actually something Nebraska hasn't done since Scott was their quarterback. I almost couldn't imagine if I was him not coaching in that game.
Right.
He's reached the pinnacle of a coach's career, you got to coach him the game if his administration will let him do it.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, Mike, I hear you on that. I get that. Like, I do. I mean, think about this guy. Scott Frost has worked his ass off for 2 years, coaching, recruiting, grinding, late nights, early mornings, film, to go 12-0 and get a chance to knock off Auburn. I get that you would be like, oh, man, let me finish this thing. I understand that. And I think it'd be something that'd be good for Nebraska, but I just also think there are other aspects of it that are interesting, like the recruiting. Like the, what will Josh Heupel and Randy Shannon think of this? Does Scott Frost need to be 100% focused on the current team at Nebraska? Like, there's just a lot of different angles to this thing. I'm not saying anyone's wrong or right here. All I'm trying to do is just kind of get the conversation rolling, man. That's it. What's up, Roger? Appreciate the phone call.
Hey, I think this is a totally legitimate conversation to have.
Yeah.
And you bring up a great point when you think about what Heupel wants Scott to be there, given that we're going to be recruiting some of the kids that were being recruited by Central Florida. It's a legitimate point.
Right.
And the prior caller that called in about this is about as important as Tiger Woods returning to the tour. What?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still
coming back.
I'm trying to figure that out.
Huge.
It's amazing. God. Yeah. Roger, I feel you. I feel you on that,
blows
man.
My mind.
Yeah, I agree. Roger, appreciate the phone call. Because here's the thing. What is something we've said a bunch here? Oh, it'd be great publicity for Nebraska. How's that land to Josh Heupel? So I get that it's great publicity for Nebraska, and you can also say it's great publicity for Central Florida because they're the actual team out there, but you know throughout the entire game, there's going to be a million cutaways to Scott Frost. The broadcaster's going to talk about Scott Frost. It's going to be this is going to be the offense and Lincoln, all that stuff. See, I just don't know if when the dust settles and the emotion subsides a little bit, is this what Danny White and Josh Heupel are going to want? I don't know. It's interesting. Let's grab Tom. Hey, Tom, go ahead.
Hey, just real quick. I know if Scott Frost coaches the bowl game, it'll look really good for Nebraska, but you got to be living under a rock right now if you're a high school recruit and you have no idea who Scott Frost is.
Right.
I mean, the number one offense in the nation. Yeah, if you're a recruit, you know who this coach is. Secondly, I think it creates way too much drama. Too much drama for the UCF players, Josh Heupel, Randy Shannon. It's a respect issue. They can put together a makeshift staff,
yeah,
and still play their hearts out and still beat Auburn. If you bring Scott back and do that, it takes away his focus from his new team. And then, like one of your commentators said yesterday, he's already said goodbye once.
Yeah,
to do it twice might be throwing salt in the wound
right
at this point. But to say this is going to look great for Nebraska. Hey, listen. Scott Frost is hands down the hottest coach in the nation right now. I would argue hotter than Urban Meyer and Nick Saban. This guy's got it going on. If you're a high school recruit, you know damn well who Scott Frost is.
Sure.
You don't need any more.
Sure. Appreciate the phone call, Tom. A lot of good points in there at 402-951-1620. I want to rip through a few of these before we go to break here. Mark is up next. Been waiting patiently. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how are we doing? Mark from Lincoln here.
Cool.
I don't know if you covered this yet or not, but the upside's pretty good as far as PR for Nebraska.
Yep.
The downside, I think, is really worse in that, God forbid they lose the game and they blame Scott for tanking. Or, worse yet, somebody gets injured on the field, and then what happens? Does he want that responsibility on his shoulders as far as affecting their futures at UCF? So,
yeah.
I'm with you. I think it's okay whatever they decide to do, but I think it'd be best if he stayed home and took care of things here at Nebraska.
You got it, Mark. Appreciate the phone call at 402-951-1620. Tim's up next, then we'll go to break. What's up, Tim? Appreciate you calling. Go ahead.
Nick, thanks for the call.
You got it.
Hey, he's not going to have time to go and do anything else, man. He's still got to get the wife here. He still has right. Meetings with one-on-one. He's got to show her where to shop and where to eat. The intentions are good, but he's not going to have time to go anywhere else and run a practice.
Right. I was thinking about that, too, Tim. Appreciate the phone call. I've just, just the element of, like, when is he – will he return after the – he'll have all of, basically the 22nd through the 1st to – prepare? And, you know, it's just like when I just try and think of just logistically how all this works, you know, and I'm like, I struggle with it a little bit because there's obviously no doubt. There's no doubt that he has to, for the at least until the end of this signing, this early signing period that starts December 20th and goes through the 22nd, he's got to be locked in on Nebraska. Mind, body, soul, everything. And so then after that, you have like a week until the game. I don't know. The logistics of it get complicated to me. We have to take a break. So we're up against the clock. Joe, Justin, stay right there. We'll maybe grab a few of your phone calls on the other side. Scott Frost coaching in the bowl game. What do we think? Game time.